It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Fun Fact Friday. Fun fact. You filming me, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obvious. Oh, no!
You were so good. You didn't swear either, which I'm very happy about.
I almost swore.
Sorry, I was filming it for Insta.
They're obviously very smart. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Mate, I back you. You're right. Good.
Thanks, mate.
All right. I'm sorry, I put you off.
Hey, it's got to happen some weeks, you know? Like, I can't just... It's not interesting if it's not if it's like perfect every time.
No, exactly. So, it's the layers of the show.
Well, it's the layers of the world. It's life, you know? It's a beautiful thing. Or the colours of the rainbow.
Are you okay?
I'm just saying things now. Okay, so fun facts for today that you can use to impress your workmates. And we're starting with good news for all the male smokers out there. Smoking cigarettes can make your poon shrink.
Right.
Mm.
Like forever, or just like in the moment?
I think it's an in the moment thing. So if you're on the job site at the moment and it's 0.9 of a degree and you're punching a dart as well.
Yeah.
It's basically right up inside
you. Don't ring any flames and ask them to hang out.
No. Okay. Psychology says that if you have to make a tough decision, try flipping a coin, not to decide for you, but you'll actually realise what you really want while the coin's in the air.
I do that all the time. I tell that with my friends. I think I've done that with you before.
So Carly and I do this thing where we've got two options and we'll write one on a piece of paper each and put it in hand.
Same.
And then you just pick one, and when it comes out, you can tell by your reaction to what it is whether it's the thing you actually want or not, because you're either excited or you're not.
100%. I do the same.
Yeah. In 1980, a 62-year-old blind and partially deaf man by the name of Edwin Robinson was struck by a lightning bolt. God, he's had a rough trot.
Yeah.
He suffered no injuries, but the impact of the lightning bolt restored his sight and his hearing.
Get out!
Amazing, hey?
Is that real?
That is real. That is 100% real.
That's amazing.
Incredible,
Where's a movie made on that guy?
Well, it'd be a short movie. Lightning bolt. Boom, he's done.
Hang on. So he had his sight and hearing restored and then he passed away?
No, he just went off and lived his life.
Okay. I was like, that's a terrible story then.
Did you know, and this will give you a good mental image if you're actually eating your breakfast, did you know that bats give birth upside down and then catch their babies in their wings?
They are amazing. Mm. I love bats. I know they've gotten a bit of heat lately.
A bit like a donut machine, you know? Indiana Jones was nearly called Indiana Smith. Doesn't have the same ring to it,
does it? I like Jones.
Yeah. What else have I got? All right, finally, here's the last one for you, because we've been going on for a bit now. And you'll have to excuse the language here. In 12th century Milan, many politicians had surnames starting with Kaga or Kaka.
Okay.
Which means shit, yeah?
Oh, I was going to say poo, but yeah.
Means poo, yeah, okay, right. For instance, there was a guy called Gregorio Cacainaca, which is Gregorio the shit in a box. And there was a guy called Arderico Cagainosa, which was Arderico the shit in your pants. And finally, there was a guy called Gerardo Cagapisto, which was Gerardo the shit pesto. Fun fact.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I'm joined by Adam from the newsroom.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. Breathing a little easier today, I have to say.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
I just feel the wind in my jowls. Yeah.
Oh, that is a terrible sound. Terrible.
So I run from my car park because I get scared in the morning. So that was me running.
And that's how it sounds.
I didn't have to wear a mask.
Don't know where that sound was coming from. Hey? Could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere.
It's me running.
Sweaty.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
We're talking about, speaking of love, weddings, places to get married around Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine that maybe aren't on the front page of Google.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Something that's a little bit maybe obscure, a little bit behind the scenes, you know, something that people don't really know about. And then you see photos.
Yeah. Hidden gem. Yeah. Yeah.
Diamond in the rough.
That's right. Morning, Jackie in Whittington. Have you got a spot for us?
I do. I was actually asked to be a bridesmaid for a girlfriend. And it was a surprise wedding. Mm. Her and her partner already had kids, so they told everyone that they were having the birthday party at Fairy Park. And I got to admit, when I heard that, I thought, oh, that's a different spot.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the ceremony was on top of a rock, a huge rock right on top.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there and looking all over Geelong, and I thought, this is magic.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely
right.
Magic. And I thought, there you go. So you can't predict what's going to be the best day of your life.
Yeah.
Did you get a photo with the big rat out the front?
Who went home with the big rat is what I want to know after the reception.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock. Pregnancy prediction. Checking the first child's hairline.
Yeah, that's what we're doing today. We've done the foot thing and it came back with boy.
Boy.
Boy. That's one for boy.
Okay. And now we've got a whole list to choose from. This one is the hairline of the first child. So we're going to try and predict boy or girl for the second child. Danielle sent this one through on our Facebook.
Right.
Apparently the first child has a point at the back of their head. Okay,
if as that in is like the, on their hairline. Yeah, yeah.
If that is the case, the second child will be a boy.
Oh, yeah.
If the hairline is straight, the second child will be a girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you don't know what your sister's hairline is at the back of her head.
Nah.
Yours, can I have a look, see if you've got a point? Because technically both were born after... Oh, okay.
Okay, shut up.
All right.
What?
I just don't know where it goes. once it goes below your collarline.
Oh, show me yours then, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't see anything because you've got
none. Yeah, because I'm bald, that's right. Yeah. No, I do have a little bit of a hairline.
No, you do. Yours looks straight.
What do I have?
Yours,
it straight?
Yours looks straight.
Right. What does yours join up with? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Hey, yours wouldn't work then because Lucy was born after you.
Emmy.
Sorry,
close.
Emmy.
I'm the oldest.
I always forget that. Emmy was born after you. So, and she's a girl.
Yeah, so that follows.
So you've got
with,
the straight. Yeah, that follows.
Straight is got the female. And then, so Indy's a girl.
Yes.
What does she have, though? So Carly has sent through a photo because I forgot to take one yesterday.
Okay. Look, I don't know, man. This is hard. This is hard. I'm going to put it up on our social so everyone can have a vote of whether it's a point or not.
Okay.
I'm actually going to say, do you know why? Because I'm going to say straight. Okay, because
straight?
I feel like the point would be more hair. It would be more noticeable. She's got a little point of hair there, but I think it's just her little baby hair. Do you know what I mean? I think the main hairline
is pretty straight.
Is straight,
like dad's.
So that means a girl. What do you reckon?
Yep. All right, I'm happy to pay that.
We're going with straight.
I'm going with that's a straight, and we'll see what general population think as well. Put it up on Insta.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time being, let's say that is a straight hairline at the back of her head there, which should mean. If this is correct, if Danielle's correct, then we'll have a girl.
Yeah. But at the moment, it was boy, now girl. I mean, do these actually work?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, obviously some of them will. And then we'll be like, those are absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep your suggestions coming in too, guys, because I think we've got a little bit of time.
You never know.
Still a couple of weeks away from the due date, so you can hit us up on the show, on the socials if you've got some suggestions.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
What's up? I'm Ruben.
And I'm Adamio the Fifth.
And we are Peking Duck.
See ya! Let's turn this to a festival right now. Sell out! Get ready to jump now! Thank you so much.
so much for having us.
Hey! Yo. How we doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're missing you. We are missing you so much. Man, I am just begging to go back and see you boys live in the flesh, but the music industry is just basically an absolute dumpster fire at the moment. You boys have been speaking about it, and you feel pretty strongly about it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy times right now. I mean, to be locked in a box while the rest of the world is starting to party, yeah, look, it's tough. I don't envy myself right now.
Yeah, so obviously you guys haven't been able to do much, and as most people in the music industry haven't been able to do much, and it's you know, there's a lot that you can unpack with what's going on with the government. Have you guys been able to keep a little bit busy though? I saw you did some gigs in May, I believe. Did you go up to Darwin recently as well?
Yeah, we did go up to Darwin, and it was a great time, and we also got to play all around Australia briefly for about like 3 weeks, and we even did a small New Zealand tour, which was crazy. And it kind of felt surreal at the time. It was like, oh my God, this is actually coming back. And yeah, be careful what you wish for. Like, before you know it, it'll all be gone again in seconds. So here we are, scratching our heads.
Don't know what you got going on.
Exactly.
I also
put up the damn parking lot.
Yeah. I also saw you boys taking your pants off in Maya, and they were kind of, you were kind of doing a bit of advertising for them online. So that must have been nice to just get a bit nude in Maya and not in a dressing room.
You know that.
Look, there's nothing funner in the world than getting naked and just dancing for a crew of people with cameras on you.
Yeah.
That's the dream, right?
That is, you've made it. That's how you know you've made it. Amazing. So what are you guys? What are you guys doing with your time? Obviously, you know, you're in and out of lockdowns. Are you based in Melbourne at the moment?
I'm in Sydney. Adam's in LA, so he's walking free, having a good time.
Right. Okay. And so, how are you guys finding working together across the ocean?
I mean, it's been like that for a while now. Like, we've always kind of worked on ideas separately and then come together at the end when it's kind of a more fleshed out idea. And then if we both dig in enough, we'll get in the studio together and finish it off. Obviously, each song is different. That's not the case with every song.
Yeah.
But there's no major difference apart from the fact that I guess we kind of miss each other, to be honest. And the state of the world has been just like upside down everywhere, from when I was in America to the riots happening with COVID. And then, you know, I just came back to Oz and then I'm swinging back there again. All our gigs are cancelled. It's just a bit of a hellish time in general for the world. So I don't think anything's really that much of a surprise anymore. Everything just feels quite numbing in a bad way. But amongst that, there is a lot of good as well.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great time whilst I was in Australia. And we got a lot of great music on the way too. Just hoping that, you know, things can get back to somewhat normal sooner rather than later, because a lot of people are doing it tough right now.
Yeah. And obviously, Adam, you being in LA, Ruben, you must be having some FOMO checking out Adam, you know, walking around, going to gigs and stuff like that.
All right, guys, look, we're very excited. You did mention before you got some great new music coming out. Chemicals is out. We're loving it at the moment. What else have you got in store for us? I assume, Adam, you will come back at some point, do some tours, hit some shows up as well. But new music-wise, what's on the way?
Yeah, we got a lot more new music coming. Yeah, we should have a song coming out in the next couple of months, actually, that we can't wait to share. We've been spinning at our shows, and the crowd's been going mental to it when we did have a chance to do those shows. So we can't wait to come back and do it big, do it large, and do it in front of a big crowd, and we can all get sweaty together.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to take my pants off in Maya.
Yeah.
We encourage everyone to just go to Maya and get naked in the store.
Exactly.
All right, that's the
Yeah, it's going to be so fun just like getting at least half nude on stage and playing the new song Chemicals as well, because that song, like, we've only got to play it like 3 times in DJ sets, so playing it live is like doing an Aussie tour later this year. Yeah. That's all we're looking forward to.
All right. Well, sign us up for it, guys. All the best. Stay safe over there, Adam, and especially you, stay safe, Ruben, in Sydney.
Yeah, that's...
Do not ever you right now. It's a tough gig. But look, we're very excited to see you guys and hear the new music. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Cheers, guys. Tom and Long, K-Rock.